بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The letters of the side tongue, part one. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وآله وصحبه وسلم. أسأل الله تعالى أن يوفقنا لما يحب ويرضى وأن ينفعنا بما علمنا وأن علمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما وعملا وتقبلا يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم فقهنا في الدين وعلمنا التأويل وصلى الله على محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome you back to the lessons on the makharij al-huruf, or the emission points of the letters. Today's lesson will be on the letter Dhad. The letter Dhad. Insha'Allah ta'ala, we ask Allah to make the lesson beneficial and enjoyable for you, insha'Allah ta'ala. To review from last time, we had spoken about the letters of the tongue. And the letters of the tongue are divided into four major areas. The letters of the tongue are divided between four major areas. The first part of the tongue that we covered is called Aqsal Lisan. Aqsal Lisan means the far tongue, right? The far tongue, the back part of the tongue, the part of the tongue furthest away from the lips. Does anybody remember which letters are pronounced from Aqsal Lisan? The far tongue. There's two letters there. Yes. Qaf and Kaf. MashaAllah, that's right. Qaf and Kaf. Qaf is the furthest back from the far tongue. Kaf is a little bit in front of the Qaf. These two letters are pronounced from the far tongue. And then after that, we spoke about the letters of the middle tongue, or Wasat al-Lisan. The middle tongue, it has, does anybody recall how many letters are pronounced from the middle of the tongue?
Three
letters, yes. Then what are those letters?
Ya, Sheen, and Kaf.
Yes. Ya, Sheen, and Jeen. You can see it if you look carefully at the picture. I think you can see how the side tongue, the lam and the dhad, and the middle tongue are the letters Jim, Sheen, and Ya. Last week we spoke about the Sheen. Remember the tafashi of the Sheen, the spreading of the air without throughout the mouth for the letter Sheen. This week we're going to cover the Hafat al-Lisan, the side tongue letters. There are two letters that are pronounced from the side of the tongue. There are two letters that are emitted from the side part of the tongue, and the first of those letters is the letter Dhad. The letter Dhad. And that's the letter we'll be covering today, inshallah ta'ala. The other letter from the side of the tongue is the letter Lam. The letter Lam. And then finally we have the tip of the tongue, which is the letters pronounced from the tip of the tongue, including Noon, Seen, Sawed, etc. Several letters that come from the tip of the tongue, and we'll cover that lesson in the future, bi'inallahi ta'ala. So let us go to the letter Dhad, inshallah. The letter Dhad. In terms of writing, the letter Dhad, when it's written by itself, or it's written at the end of a word, it has a tail. It has a tail which looks like a semicircle that is after the beginning part of the dhad. When the dhad is written connected to something else, then it loses the tail. So you just see the dhad, the beginning part of the dhad, and then whatever is connected after it. For example, like the word dhad, dhad means. For simple. You just see the beginning part of the bond with a dot and then the alif after it. So the bond and the sod, is there any difference in the way they're written? Yes. The only difference is the dot. No other difference. The only difference is the bond, it has the dot. But the pronunciation is very much different. Very much different. The dod is a thick letter. The letter dod is a thick letter, mufakham. And mufakham in Arabic, or thick sounding, it means that a person, they put the sides of their mouth together and they cause the letter to have a thick sound to it, like an O sound to it. Ball, ball. This is called tafkhim, or thickness, thick letter. The thin letters, they keep the sides of the mouth apart, like da, da, ball, da, ball, za. See, the bod, it has the thick, full sound that requires one to open the mouth vertically. And in English you have, for example, the O, ball. The thick letters, they have more of an O sound. The O, it reverberates in the mouth. Whereas the thin letters, you keep the mouth closed and it has more of an A sound. Like da, 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 za, da, da. So the da, we have to make sure that we give it a thick sound. So for example, in Al-Fatiha, wala, da, wala, da. See that O sound? Ball. Some people say za. What does za mean? This is incorrect. So the ball, it has to be pronounced thick. The makhraj of the ball, the place where it's pronounced from, is the back of the mouth. The back of the mouth. Here I have a diagram that will kind of explain to you. This is talking about the letter ball and where it's pronounced from. The letter dod is pronounced from the back part of the mouth, not the tip of the tongue. This is a very big mistake. Many people, they pronounce the dod, they pronounce it zaw, zaw. So they pronounce it from the tip of the tongue, the front of the mouth. The dod, it has no connection to the tip of the tongue. If this is your tongue, even if you were to cut off the tip of your tongue, if someone were to cut it off, you would still be able to pronounce the dod perfectly. The dod has no connection to the tip of the tongue. See? It's the back. This is something we're going to emphasize and practice. The dod, it comes from the back part of the tongue. And which part of the tongue? We already mentioned the sides. The back and the sides. The mistake that people make, they pronounce the bod za from the front. So they say, what a za mean? What a za mean? It's coming from the tip, the front. So push, you have to keep the bod, we have to pronounce it from the side and the back, putting the pressure towards the top of the mouth near the molar teeth. Near the molar teeth. The bod is not an easy letter. The bod is a unique letter that's only found in the Arabic language. And in fact, the ulama say that Arabic is the language of the dod. Arabic is the language of the dod, meaning that the letter dod is only found in the Arabic language. And if one learns the letter dod, then he's truly learned something unique to the Arabic language. So the dod is, let's summarize the pronunciation of the dod. It's from the back of the tongue, from the sides, putting the pressure towards the upper part of the mouth. And the way to pronounce the dod, the easiest way to pronounce it, the ulama say, is there's three ways to pronounce the dod. Three ways to pronounce the bod correctly. The first way is to pronounce the bod from the left side of the tongue, on the back. Wadam bo, wadam bo. This is using the left side of the tongue and putting the pressure up towards the top of the mouth and near the molars, near the molar teeth. Wadam bo, wadam bo. Now, so this is the easiest way. Most people, they find it easiest to use the left part of their tongue, the left edge, which is called the side of the tongue, putting it up and touching the area above the molars. Touching, actually, it would be touching the top of the mouth, the area next to the molars. This is the correct understanding of when the scholars, they say the bod is pronounced with the side of the tongue next and the molars. They don't mean touching the molar teeth. The shuyukh, when they studied this, they said if you take the tongue and touch the teeth, what happens is the bod will have air in it. It will come out wala wa. See that? When you're touching the teeth, the air, because the tongue cannot pronounce the letter by itself. The tongue has to touch something, right? Can you just use the tongue to make sound? No. The tongue has to touch something. So the tongue, if it touches the teeth, wala wa. See that air? We don't want to have any air in the bod. So put the tongue above the molar teeth and let it touch the upper palate. The upper palate. Now here, if you can see, I know it's a little bit hard. You see the upper palate here? Is everybody able to see it from here? You have white dots on top and the colored dots below. And the colored dots are next to the molar teeth. So when you pronounce the bod, the pressure should be next to the molar teeth on the top of the mouth. Right? And the tip, you see the white dots? There shouldn't be any pressure there. Okay? So you pronounce it with the left part of the tongue, pushing it up to the upper palate near the molar teeth, and holding the sound in until you release it without any air with the sound of the bod. Wa-dum-wa. This is using the left side. So this is the first way to pronounce the bod. The second way to pronounce the bod is using the right half of the tongue and again putting it up towards the molars and pronouncing it on the right side. Wa-dum-wa. Wa-dum-wa. See how... Can everybody try to say it? Can you say it? Walam bo. Walam bo. Good, good. Let's try it with your left side first, because usually most people, they find the left side of the tongue easier to pronounce the bod. Walam bo. Walam bo. Good, good. The left side. Some people, they can pronounce it from the right side, which is a little bit more difficult. Wanam bo. Wanam bo. Okay, so this is the second way to pronounce the letter bod. The third way is to use both sides of the tongue and pushing it up to the roof of the mouth and near the molars. Wanam bo. This is the hardest way. Wanam bo. Wanam bo. No. You find it easier?
Yeah.
As long as it's coming from the back, this is what I found is that if you make sure that the sound is coming from the back, it will come out properly. Try to put the effort towards the back of your tongue. Wanam bo. Good, good. Now, okay, good. What are the three ways we pronounce the bod? The left side of the tongue, the right side of the tongue, or both sides of the tongue, pushing it up towards the roof of the mouth near the molar teeth, in the back part of the tongue. Now, okay, so let us look at a way to the pronunciation of the bod and compare it with the van and the law. The law. Right? Because a common mistake people make is they change the bod to van or law. Law. And this is changing the meaning altogether now. So the first ayah, وَالْضُحَى. So you see the bod? The bod is pronounced وَالْضُحَى. Pay attention also to the ha. Not ha, وَالْضُحَى. وَالْضُحَى. Good, good. Would you like to pronounce it?
وَالْضُحَى.
See, the bod is coming out like that. Duha. See, du? Not du. Not du. Bu. Bu. وَالْضُحَى. Say it again. See, it's not thick. Because dal is thin. Du is thin. You want to make it thick.
وَالْضُحَى.
Yeah, good. Good, mashallah. See how it's coming from the back? You just use the back of the tongue. Put all the pressure in the back, push it up.
وَالْضُحَى.
Okay, good. Good, mashallah. Yes, Jawahir.
وَالْضُحَى.
Say it again.
وَالْضُحَى.
Still a little bit thin. You want to make it the sound thick sounding.
وَالْضُحَى. وَالْضُحَى. وَالْضُحَى.
No. Okay, good. Yes, brother.
وَالْضُحَى.
Good. Now, very good. You did both sides, right?
No.
Both sides. You can practice which one is easier for you. Most people, they find it easier to just focus on one side.
وَالْضُحَى.
Yes, the left. You did the right side. Right side. Okay, good. So once you get the practice of using the back part of the tongue, you might be able to do it.
وَالْضُحَى.
No. Good. Mashallah. Yes, brother. Good. Now. Yes. Good. Now. Notice the bod here has a shadda. When you have a shadda, to pronounce the bod, you have to hold it in. وَالْضُحَى. So you should hear the yes.
وَالْضُحَى.
Because the sound of the bod, first you have the first bod, which is a sukun, and the bod is it a strong letter or a soft letter?
The bod, yes.
Is it a shiddah? Is it something pronounced quick? Or is it rikhwa? Is it soft where you take time to pronounce it? That's right. The bod is actually a soft letter. It's sound, meaning that when you have a sukun on it, it's not pronounced quickly. You hold it, the sound. Wadrib. For example, you have the ayah. Wadrib. Not wadrib. Wadrib. So here you have the sukun, right? Because the shadda, you have one bod with a sukun. So it's wal, wal, and then the second bod.
Wal-duha,
wal-duha. See how you hear both bods? Good, mashallah.
Wal-duha, What
duha? It seems like it's coming from a little bit from the tip. Can you feel the blood? Yes. Wal duha. Yes. The du, when it comes from the tip, it sounds like this. What duha? What duha? That's not correct. The correct way, it should come from the back and upper palate. Wal duha. Wal duha. Yes. And if you pronounce so you'll see that the sound will not actually come from the middle. Because if you're pronouncing it correctly, the sound will be coming from the side. It won't be coming towards from the middle of the tongue, the tip. See, look at the, maybe you can hear the difference. Wal-buha. Wal-buha. Where did it come from? Side or the middle?
The second one?
The first one. Wal-buha. Wal-buha. Okay, the side. Now, with a dad, wad-duha. Wad-duha. See how it's coming toward, right from the tip, from the middle. So the sides, it will actually fill the sound with more sound, fill the mouth with the sound. This is called the thickness. Okay, good, mashallah. Now, yes, we're gonna say?
Wad-duha.
Say it again.
Wad-duha.
Seems like a little bit from the tip of the tongue. Try to make this pressure less in the front and the pressure more in the back. Wal-duha.
Wad-duha.
Yes. One more time.
Wad-duha.
Let's take a minute to answer your questions. Is there any question on how to pronounce the bond in this ayah? Because this, we don't want to move on until we understand clearly the makhraj. Yes, yeah, we want to master the bond in this ayah because this is the easiest ayah to really focus on the bond.
I have a problem, like when you say dal, it comes from the back, but when you say the dal or the da, it is different, you know.
The two letters. No. The dal, first of all, the dal is coming from the tip of the tongue. Above the top front teeth. Da, ide. You want to keep the tongue down. Don't let the tongue go up above your teeth and use the back. Wal-buha. Keep it, like force the tongue to the tip of the tongue to stay down and bring the back of the tongue up. Wal-buha. Right. Good. The other thing is the dal is a thin letter. When you pronounce dal, you close the mouth and you make it thin. Dal, dha, you want to fill the mouth with air, with sound, like an O sound. Wal duha. Is that clear for everyone about the makhraj of the bond, how it's pronounced? Okay, let's go to the next ayah, inshallah ta'ala, and we'll see how we pronounce the dal. And we'll see a little bit of a difference, actually the dal in this ayah. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقُ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقُ Okay, so here in this ayah, the dal, أَعُوذُ Now, bu, lu. See the difference? Lu is thin and it's from the tip of the tongue. In the previous ayah, well, bu, it's from the sides and the back and it's thick. Okay, we'll read it one more time. Qul a'udhu bi rabbi. بالفلق. فلق. Good, good.
قل أعوذ قل أعوذ برب الفلق.
فلق.
فلق.
Good, good. Good. جزاك الله خير. Yes.
قل أعوذ برب الفلق.
Good. The عين. Try to make a circle with the lips. أعوذ. قل أعوذ.
قل أعوذ.
Yes. رب الفلق.
فلق.
Good.
قل شيء.
Yes. Yes. قل فلق. أعوذ. ذو also the vowel you want to make it thin. ذو not ذو. ذو. قل أعوذ. It's making it thick. أعوذ. قل أعوذ برب الفلق. رب. See the باء. ربي. There's a كسرة. And then the لام has a سكون in the word فلق. So you want رب. رب ال. رب الفلق. فلق. نعم. ما شاء الله. جزاك الله خير. Yes. فلق.
فلق.
نعم. Could you say it again? I didn't hear the beginning part. Yes.
Maybe get some volume with that.
Yes. ما شاء الله.
You don't want to scare the patients away,
man.
You'd be in trouble.
Alhamdulillah. It's okay with the Quran. You should, you know, say it with a strong voice. Inshallah, it's good. Inshallah. You cure the patients, you know. Maybe you can read the Quran on the patient. That's a ruqya shari'iyah. You know? They might not understand what you're saying, but you know, it's a cure for them, inshallah. Okay, good. The qaf may be a little bit more thickness. Kul, kul, kul. Go ahead, mashallah. Mashallah, may I reward you? Yes,
brother.
Okay. A'uzu, b'dham, zu, yes. Kul, a'. فلق. نعم. فا is a thin letter. فا. فا. فلق. 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 Good. Okay. أو. أو. See how the Hamza and the Ayn are kind of mixing. أو. أعو. أعو. The Hamza is from which part of the throat? Bottom. Bottom. Farthest part of the throat. The ayin is from?
The
middle. Middle, good. Yes. Hamza is from the bottom. A. R. A. R. A. R. Du. Falaq. MashaAllah. Good.
Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq.
Falaq.
Qul a'udhu.
Yes, mashallah. Yes, look at it. Okay, the dal also. A'uzu, a'udu, a'udu. Let me say it again and give it a good strong voice so Brother Nuruddin will be happy. Good. A'u zu. Can you put the teeth on the tip of your tongue?
قل أعوذ برب الفلق.
فلق فلق. Good, good, mashallah. Yes, brother.
قل أعوذ برب الفلق.
Try to make the Hamza Shidda strong. نعو أعوذ. قل أعوذ.
قل أعوذ.
قل قل
قل.
قل
قل.
قل.
قل. إقا. Can you say إقا؟
إقا.
قل.
قل.
Yes.
قل أعوذ. قل أعوذ برب الفلق.
رب الفلق.
رب الفلق.
Okay, say it again.
قل أعوذ.
أعوذ. أعوذ.
قل أعوذ برب الفلق.
Good, good, mashallah. Mashallah, good. Say, I seek refuge in the Lord of the daybreak. Falaq means the daybreak. Now, duha, the ayah before, while here is a swearing, by. Like Allah says, wal asr, by time. Wal duha, this means by the break of dawn. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, say I seek refuge in with the Rabb, the Lord of the Falaq, the breaking of the day. Now, any questions on this ayah? Okay, so we see here the dhan is thin. A'udhu, a'udhu. The third ayah, we have the dha, the letter dha. أو كصيب من السماء فيه ظلمات ورعد وبرق. Okay, repeat it again. أو كصيب من السماء فيه ظلمات. See the law here? ظلمات. Not ظلمات, ظلمات. فيه ظلمات ورعد وبرق. This is a little bit of a longer ayah, so you can break it up into a couple parts. Okay, so we have here the صاد أو كصيب. The back connects with the ميم. صيب من السماء. فيه ظلمات ظلمات ورعد وبرق. نعم. Okay, if you like to read it.
من السماء
Then they walk, and then Allah takes away their lightning, and then they're wandering blindly. So it's like the munafiqeen, they believed at one time, but then Allah took away their light, and they became kuffar after that. Alhamdulillah, they lost the faith. So they when the faith benefited them, then they followed it. But then when they when after that they didn't find benefit, then they just they lost their faith and they became wandering blindly. May Allah save us from it. No. Okay? Yes? Verse number, this is in the very, very beginning. It's the top of the third page. Surah Al-Baqarah, first, second, the top of the third page. No. Would you like to read?
أو كصيب من
السماء صيب Okay. This is the kasra is below that shadda. That means it's sayyidin. Certainly Allah will reward you greatly for struggling to pronounce the law. Yes, sure. Sure. Allahumma zidna ilma, Allahumma faqihna fi deen. May Allah increase us in knowledge. May Allah give us understanding. May Allah make it easy for us and pleasant and enjoyable for this ilm to flow, and let us absorb it and pass it on, inshallah.
Okay, Sheikh. No. I'm coming close to the mic, so if you can hear, you're going to hear from the mic.
Alhamdulillah. Alright, so we began the lesson today on the letter dhad, which is a letter from the side of the tongue. And what are the qualities of the dhad? To refresh your memory, first it is
thick
letter. A letter of thickness means it has an O sound. The sides of the tongue are close together. Number two, where is the dhad? How do we pronounce the dhad?
Three
ways, right? What are the three ways?
Right, left.
Sides of the mouth?
Tongue.
Which side of the tongue?
Right.
Back left side of the tongue with the? The roof of the mouth near the? Molars. Right? And then the second way?
Right, left.
back right side of the tongue with the roof of the mouth and the molars. And the third way, using both sides of the tongue up to the upper palate in the back of the mouth. This is the diagram here. Again, this is the area of pressure, and this is the area of not touch, just touching, not pressure. Is that clear for everybody, this diagram? This helps you a lot, inshallah. If you understand this diagram, it will help you a lot with the bond. The black area is the area of high of pressure of the tongue. The white area is the area of touching of the tongue, but no pressure. I'll make it easy for you, inshallah. So either the left side, or the right side, or both sides together, inshallah. And then we left off with the common mistakes of the Ba'ad. And we saw these three ayahs, where we have the Ba'ad, the Dhan, and the Law. So let me read these three letters for him. The brother, he asked a question. Listen to the following two ayahs, paying attention to the Bu, Zu, and the Wu. See that? Bu, Zu, and Wu. See the three letters? It's here written above. Before we get to the three ayahs, there's a line there. Let me read the three letters with you. Bu, and repeat after me. Bu, Zu, and Wu. Zu. Okay? Bu, Bu, Zu, Wu. Is that clear? Should I say it one more time? The goal of today's lesson, if you can differentiate between these three letters. That if you understood this, then you really benefited, inshallah. Bu, Zu, Wu. Okay? Alright?
The second
and the third. The difference is the Zan is thin.
No, he's talking for the second?
Yes. Zu and Wu. Zu, Wu. Yeah. The Zan, the letter Zan, it's thin. It's a thin letter. Zu, Zu, Zadik, Zadik. And the law is thick. Zu. Law, he means. Law. Zadik. Zadik. Bonimin. Bonimin.
Bonimin.
Good. Good.
So the first one is Bu. Bu. The first one is Bu. The second is Bu. And the third one says Bu.
Yes.
Bu.
Yes. That's a good practice. Actually, maybe would you like to each try to read these three letters?
Yes.
No. Yes.
What's the initial point of the third letter?
Okay. The Dhan and the Law, we're gonna get to. It's from the tip of the tongue. But I don't want to get into it too much right now, because we're going to come to that in the tip of the tongue letters. The important point to note is that you should notice the difference between the Lord. The Lord is not coming from the same place as the Zan and the Law. Zan and the Law are the tip of the tongue. Lord is coming from the back and sides of the tongue. So if you can at least differentiate those two, then that would be a good lesson, inshallah. Okay? Alright. So we see that the Wad is pronounced from the back of the tongue, and the Dhan and the Law are pronounced from the tip of the tongue. If we go to the next part of the lesson, which is just practicing the Wad. And we should do this in order to get in the habit of using the side of the tongue. So here, pronouncing the Lord with a different vowel sign. Bo, Bui, Bo, Bon, Bin, Bun. Okay, you can practice it yourself. Bo, Bui, Bo, Bun, Bin, Bun. Can I say it one more time?
Yes.
Bo, Bui, Bo, Bun, Bin, Bun. Okay, would you like to say those vowels?
Bo, Bui, Bo, Bun, Bin, Bun.
Very good, mashallah. Then you got it, right? You feel it in the sides, in the back? Very good, mashallah. Yes.
Da, di, do, dan, din, don.
Good. I hear that thickness. That's very good. So, don, so, dun, not dun, bun. Bo, bun. Very good.
Not
va. This is va. We're practicing the va. Bun. Say, do you have an extra copy for the Isa? Do you have an extra one?
Give him one.
There's all, okay. Okay, that's okay. So. Yes, right.
So, dun, dun.
Bun. Bo. Side of the tongue in the back. Bun. Use the side, like try your left side with the back of the tongue, put it up. Bun. Bun. Na. Na. Brother Muhammad, he said, and actually it's true, he said using the whole back of the tongue is easier for some people.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, if you're not used to using the back of the tongue, just try using the whole back of the tongue. Bun. Dun. Tip of the tongue, keep it down. Because you don't want it to become dan. You don't want it to be... See, this is the tongue. It's touching the upper palate. Your tongue is touching the upper palate near the molars. Not near here. Here you go. See the black dots? This is when you want to put the pressure. Here it's just touching, but there's no pressure.
How can you put the pressure in there?
You raise the back of your tongue up to the roof of the mouth. He'll... Wadrib. Yes. Good. Try the three different ways. Try the left side. Wadrib.
Wadrib.
Okay, but not in the throat, the mouth. Wadrib.
Wadrib. I mean, I don't have no power to put the tongue on top of my mouth.
Use the side of the tongue and put it near the molars. Wadrib. Wadrib.
Wadrib.
Yes.
Wadrib.
Good. Good.
So, don.
We'll practice again. Ba, bui, bu.
Okay.
I got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. How about we, Brother Nuruddin, you want to try the
sure.
Ba?
Yes. Ba. Vi.
No. Not ba. No, there should be no air coming from the tip. Ba. Ba, bui, bu.
Ba.
Yes.
Bui. Bu. Bui.
Bun.
Bun. Bui.
Bun.
Bun.
You got it. Good. Good. MashaAllah. Very good. Is there some confusion? This is why Arabic is the language of the Lord. It is, yes. No. But inshallah, Allah make it easy. you know, for one who practices, he'll get a great reward from Allah Ta'ala. Every letter we read, we get a reward from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, especially if we're, our intention is for the sake of Allah. And, you know, of course, Allah will reward us for learning from our teachers and our shuyukh. This is knowledge coming down from the Prophet Muhammad's time. You know, he used to teach the Sahaba how to read the Quran. He used to have, he would correct the Sahaba sometimes when they made mistakes in the reciting. So, yes, Brother Tafaman. And Brother Muhammad? Yes. MashaAllah. Did you know the Dhad before today?
Yes.
You studied it before? Okay, see, so you had some practice with it. The first time, it's going to be hard. The first time you learn to pronounce the Dhad correctly, it's going to be difficult. But then the second time, third time, it becomes easier, inshallah. And everyone, every person has to learn the Dhad. Really, you know, any student of knowledge, they really have to practice the Dhad. It takes some practice, inshallah. But it will become easy after some time, inshallah. Yes, Brother Khalil? MashaAllah, good. Yes. That there was a little bit coming from the tip, and the Dhad, one of the things that the Dhad, what happens in our, in some cultures, they believe, they think, or they teach the Dhad, they pronounce it with a circle in the lips, so they don't say Dhad, they say Dhad, right? Is that how they taught you Dhad? Or they say Zod sometimes. Zod is really bad. Dhad, right? That's completely incorrect. It's pronounced Dhad. No, there's no ooh, no Dhad. Dhad. So, yeah, that's right. Now that's much better. Yes. MashaAllah. Yes. MashaAllah, very good. Yes.
It takes an effort to put the tongue up there.
It does, yes.
You have to think.
Yes, yes. Allah will reward you. Allah will reward you for every effort, inshallah. Every effort you make for studying His deen, Allah gives ajr for it, inshallah. And He multiplies to those whom He wishes. Yes, Brother Muhammad.
Do, di, do. Dan, din, dun.
No, MashaAllah. Yes, it's also good. Did you know the Dhad before today? You did? Okay, that's good. Practice it, whoever it's difficult, practice it, inshallah, it'll become easy. Be in the night.
Question.
Yes.
When you say Zalimi and Zalimi, do you change the word or?
Does it? Yes, it changes the meaning completely. Now, Zalimi come from Zala, or Zala means to slip. Zalimi means oppress. So Zalimi, Zalim. Here, Zalim, I don't know if there's a meaning for the word Zalim. It's not really a word. Yeah, Zalimi means to oppress.
Some people,
yes. Yeah, we're going to get to the law, inshallah. We're going to get to the law and how do we make a difference in the law, inshallah. We'll work on one letter today, it's the law, inshallah. But you're right, in the Fatiha, it is very important because we have the law in the end of Surah Al-Fatiha. When we say, وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ, right? So the ضَال means misguided. Dan means guided, right? Dalil means guided, evidence. Dalil means, do not make us of those who guide people on a right path. Wala dalil, that means something else. Yeah, it's the contrary. Wala zalil, do not make us of those, zalla, like a zilzal, you know, earthquake, slippery. Do not make us of those who are slipping. Bonla means to be lose the way. Bonla or the bon means to lose the way, get lost. And this is what is meant by that. Do not make us of those who lost the straight path. You know, they were originally on the right guidance, but then they worshipped Allah without knowledge, the Nasara, so then they lost the way. So bonla, boni. No. With the shadda on the bod. No. Okay, we have a couple ayahs here. We're not, probably won't be able to read all of them. But the first one we can read, inshallah ta'ala, together. Any questions so far? The bod? Okay, so we'll read a few ayahs together to practice the bod. أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ فِي تَضْلِيلٍ. Excuse me. This ayah is a very good ayah because you have the dan and the bod. So try to pay attention to the dan, kayda, and the bod, تَضْلِيلٍ. أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ فِي تَضْلِيلٍ. أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ في تضليل في تضليل تضليل تدليل تضليل soft. Bod is a soft letter. Remember, it's not a strong letter. Shidda. So تضليل تد you get the strength of the dal. This is not dal. تضليم ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل. Would you like to read it? Inshallah. ألم
يجعل
okay. Qaydahum. Try to make the calf thinner. Qaydahum.
Qaydahum.
Okay. Make the ta thin. Tadlim. Tadlim. Good.
أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ فِي تَضْلِيلٍ.
Okay. كَيْدَهُمْ أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ the جيم here it has a rule called, does anybody know? قَلْقَرَ. Good. جيم is actually قَلْقَرَ. أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ 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 أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ. Okay, try to make the ta a little bit shorter. Tadlin, tadlin, tadlin,
tadlin.
Okay, the first one is correct. The ta is thin. Tadlin. Good, good. MashaAllah. I'm going to make it easy for you. Yes, for the Isa.
Alam yaja al kay. كيدهم في تضليل
تضليل
تضليل.
Good. Now. Yes.
ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل.
Good. ما شاء الله. Yes. كيدهم.
كيدهم.
That's right. Now. Yes,
from
MashaAllah, very good. Yes. Okay, good. Just the calf, if you can make it a little bit thinner. Kaidahum. Kaidahum. Very good.
Yet al-Qaeda who
قيدهم كيدهم ك ك ق ك كيدهم ك good now probably good yes
alam yaj'al qaydahum fi
tadlil. I think you all learn from the same school because you all have the same qaydahum kaydahum
kayani sheikh there's too many, you know.
They must have had the same sheikh like way back, but you know, yes. No, that's okay, alhamdulillah. So we're learning to, you know, ka kaydahum. Yes. That's right. No. Okay. Jazakallah khair. Did you want to read, brother? No? Okay. No? Khalas. Hold on.
Alam yajal kaydahum.
Kaydahum.
Kaydahum fi
tadlil. Good, good, mashallah. Okay. Let's see, how long do we have? 5 minutes? How about we read the fourth ayah, which is the Fatiha, because this is a very important ayah for us. Now, this is in the Fatiha. Okay? So we'll go to the fourth ayah, inshallah ta'ala. غيري نا خيري نا غيري غير المغضوبي good not مغضوبي 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 remember back of the tongue sides of the tongue عليهم ونضو See how you have two dhas here. Two dhas. The first one, see, just forget about the shadda. Imagine if there's a sukoon. This is how we pronounce it. See, the dhad is a soft letter. Now we add the second dhad. See how you hold the air in the side of the tongue and then let it go. Wa-la-m-wa. You do want to... If you lose a sukoon, you're only pronouncing one dhad. One dhad. Yeah. You want to make sure you hold it and then say it again, because then you get both of the dhads. No. No. Walam bo. Walam bo. No. That's right. That's the fully correct pronunciation. You can hear the very good qurra. You'll hear like a... No, it's not a pause, because the dhad is still being pronounced, but it's soft. So it's not walad bo, it's walad bo. You can hear the dhad in the background. Walad bo. See that? Walad bo. Walad bo. No. Okay, so we can maybe read this ayah. We don't have time. How about we'll just read the let's read the whole ayah.
We should repeat this lesson next time.
Inshallah. It is a very important lesson. Now, a very, very important lesson. Okay. Alright, so next time we'll come back to these ayahs, read them together, and then if we have time, we'll start the next ayah, inshallah. But how about we'll take this a couple minutes, maybe a few of you can read it, or we'll all read it together. Let's all read it together, inshallah.
غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Okay, there's a couple of things here. مغضوب عليهم ولا الله. You see how I was holding the law a little bit longer than most of those who were repeating. They said ولا الله ولا الله غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Okay, let's do it. Read it again. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. You see that? How you make the dot a little bit longer? This is actually called. There's a name for this rule. It's called elongation of the dot. Istitara. The dot has a special quality, and the way they describe it is, when the dot has a sukun, it's pronounced almost 1.5 beats. Normally, the dot, most letters you just pronounce it like 1 beat. The dot you elongate it slightly, like when you have a sukun. On the dot, you say wadrib, wadrib, wadrib. See how I'm holding the dot a little bit? Wadrib. So here in this ayah, walad, but the sound should continue, not walad, 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 walad. Let's read it one more time together, and then time is for the event. Okay, we'll just read it one more time. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Ameen. Inshallah. Jazakum Allah khair. So the ضال is from the letters of the side of the tongue. And may peace and blessings be upon Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah accept from all of you. May Allah increase us in knowledge and understanding of his religion. If anybody would like to have a look at this diagram, I'll pass it over to Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Don't worry. If anything wrong with the tongue, the doctor is right here.
Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You need a... Allah knows that.